Grid-based calculations of redshift space matter fluctuations from perturbation theory, UV sensitivity and convergence at the field level, by Asushi Tarya et al. Perturbation theory (PT) has been used to interpret the observed nonlinear large-scale structure statistics at the quasi-linear regime. To facilitate the PT-based analysis, we have presented the GRID-SPT algorithm, a grid-based method to compute the nonlinear density and velocity fields in standard perturbation theory (SPT) from a given linear power spectrum. Here, we further put forward the approach by taking the redshift space distortions into account. With the new implementation, we have, for the first time, generated the redshift space density field to the fifth order and computed the next-to-next-to-leading-order two-loop power spectrum and the next-to-leading-order one-loop bispectrum of matter clustering in redshift space. By comparing the result with corresponding analytical SPT calculation and n-body simulations, we find that the SPT calculation A suffers much more from the UV sensitivity due to the higher derivative operators and B deviates from the n-body results from the Fourier wave number smaller than real space K_max. Finally, we have shown that while PAD-E approximation removes spurious features in morphology, it does not improve the modeling of power spectrum and bispectrum. This was grid-based calculations of redshift space matter fluctuations from perturbation theory, UV sensitivity and convergence at the field level, by Asushi Tarya et al.